And this presentation is all about performance management fundamentals with SharePoint 2010 Performance Point Services. We'll start by defining performance management, which will lead nicely into the topic of Performance Point Services 2010 and the elements that it supports, the SharePoint environment for it, and the design environment. So let's start with defining performance management, which here we've stated is a broad category of methodologies, metrics, applications, and infrastructure for defining, monitoring, and improving business results. It aligns with corporate, departmental, and personal objectives, and these are objectives that have been predefined in order to establish some way to measure. Are we on track with what we need to do? So performance management is all about collecting what's actually happening and being able to compare that with the expectations or some recorded definition of what needed to happen, in other words, a plan. Now, performance management applications can include a range of different things, including dashboards, scorecards, visualization tools, analytics, and of course tools to budget, plan, and forecast in order to compare what actuals are doing against those plans. In essence, performance management is a cycle of activity from monitor, analyze, to plan, all in all to better execute on strategy. With that introduction about performance management, it's time to introduce Performance Point Services 2010, which is the next generation performance management application from Microsoft. It's delivered as a service application of SharePoint 2010 Enterprise, and it's about delivering rich KPI and scorecard definitions, and to deliver those inside interactive dashboard with capabilities in zero footprint web browsers. Who is the audience for Performance Point Services? Well, it does range. The IT professional will be involved as far as installing and configuring Performance Point Services and perhaps to develop, secure, and manage business data sources. But this product is targeted at power users and developers. It is they that will develop reports, develop various items and publish dashboards, and potentially secure the items that they publish to the SharePoint libraries. Ultimately, the delivery of information is to the information workers who will be able to browse and interact with the published dashboards in SharePoint. So let's introduce the elements. Starting with the data source, these define connections to your business data. We can then develop key performance indicators from these. And these key performance indicators allow us to compare actual to goal or to expectation, and to then provide some status as to whether the comparison or variance is good or bad. Now, to convey that variance, it's often effective to do so with graphical indicators. So indicators can be defined as standalone items within a project and then used by KPIs convey status. And then the key performance indicators end up in scorecards. And these ultimately end up in dashboards, and they present the monitoring capability of the product. Note there that the scorecard also interacts with the data source, that we can introduce resources from the data sources and allow key performance indicators to be browsed through hierarchy members. Now, to support the analytic phase, we have reports. So let's use this example that we're looking at a scorecard. We note that a certain key performance indicator is off track, and we wish to understand why. Well, an associated report could allow the user then to interrogate details about that item in the scorecard and potentially interact with it to explore and drill through to understand the root cause of the problem. So the reports present the analytic capabilities. And then to package this up in a dashboard, we need filters. The user can then change filters by time, geographic region, or department, whatever's relevant. And it's these filters, reports, and scorecards that are assembled together into the dashboard that then gets deployed to SharePoint. So let's introduce the SharePoint Performance Point Services environment, starting with the fundamentals here that all items used by the dashboard need to be catalogued into SharePoint lists. Ultimately, dashboards, once developed, are deployed to SharePoint libraries. And to make this easier for us, there is a Business Intelligence Center site template that already includes Data Connections Library, Performance Point Content List, and a Dashboard Library. And by default, these lists are configured to support versioning, so each time that you save the definition from your designer, it will create a new version in the lists and libraries for you. Here's an example of what the performance point content list example looks like. So we see an example here of a category filter. There's a KPI report here. There's a dashboard called Reseller Sales. We have a sales performance KPI here and a couple of scorecards. So creating new elements. The Data Connections library is there to store connections to business data stores. In addition to Office Data Connection files, we see here the ability to define performance point data sources. All remaining items, the KPI, scorecard, indicator, report, filter, and dashboard, are stored in the performance point content list. So creating these, we simply use the ribbon experience in SharePoint 2010 to create a new document within the library or list, and these menus will appear to support the creation of these different types. Each performance point selection will launch the dashboard designer that we'll talk about shortly. Managing existing items that have been catalogued in SharePoint, we can use the SharePoint capabilities to view and edit the properties. If we go ahead and edit the item, it will launch Dashboard Designer, which we'll talk about in just a moment, but it is a Windows client that supports the creation and management of the performance point definitions. We can manage checkout and view the version history of the items. We can manage permissions and also delete from here. For scorecards and reports, there is the ability to go ahead and display what they would look like once they're deployed. Browsing dashboards. So dashboards can be deployed from Dashboard Designer to the document library that allows the addition of web part pages. Each dashboard creates a folder, and what we'll cover in later presentations is that your dashboard can consist of multiple pages. So in each dashboard folder, a web part page will be created representing each page of the dashboard. And dashboard pages can be edited if required using tools such as SharePoint Designer. So beyond the capabilities of Dashboard Designer, you could extend the design of the dashboard pages once you've deployed it from Dashboard Designer. So let's take a look at Dashboard Designer and then explore the workspace browser within the designer. So it is a click once deployed Windows application for developing the Performance Point Services elements. And all item definitions are saved in a workspace file and also in SharePoint lists. The workspace file usually would be saved locally to the client or the developer's machine, and it has an extension of DDWX. It's basically an XML document that describes all of the items being used by your particular project, but bear in mind that ultimately all of the Performance Point Services items are catalogued in SharePoint. It includes three ribbon tabs of Home, Edit, and Create, and it presents three panes: the Workspace Browser, the Design pane used for designing the selected item, and the Details pane that often provides details of dependencies or resources to assist building up your scorecards, reports, and dashboard elements. And here we see a screenshot of Dashboard Designer. Let me point out to you on the left we have the Workspace Browser that for your particular workspace. We can note in here there's a Data Connections library. We see the AdventureWorks data source in there. The Performance Point content list then maps to the list in the SharePoint site. And then we have folders, and then grouped within the folders we have the different Performance Point items that are being developed in this workspace. Now the selection of an item in Workspace Browser, for example, the AdventureWorks data source, here in the Design pane, we then have the experience to go ahead and configure that. On the right, we have the Details pane. And so for a data source, it provides us information like related KPIs and related scorecards. But as just mentioned, for scorecards, reports, and dashboards, it will include resources that can be used to help build up the design of those items. So Workspace Browser is there to organize the content of the workspace. It uses the Workspace group on the Home tab to add remove lists from the SharePoint, add existing items that have already been published, perhaps by another developer, and to refresh to get the latest versions of what's currently catalogued in SharePoint. The save operation can apply to the entire workspace file, which could be saved locally or to a SharePoint library, or it can be individually applied to the items that you see there in Workspace Browser. Each time you do that to an item, it will save the current definition back to the SharePoint site. The deploy operation only applies to dashboards, and the deploy involves saving the dashboard and then creating a folder for it in the designated library, and then for each page of the dashboard it will create a web part page. The delete operation is also available from the SharePoint list. And permission management and properties need to be assigned directly, or rather, applied directly within the SharePoint pages. Here in the Changes group of the Home tab, we can compare the workspace items to the SharePoint items. We can validate that item dependencies are available. We can also mark items that differ from those presently saved in the SharePoint lists. And then finally, the import capability there is that you can take an existing workspace and you can import its content into the SharePoint lists. All right, we'll finish off with some resources here, including the Performance Point Services product team blog, and a recent publication here on Performance Point Services Unleashed. And that pretty much ends this presentation. Thank you.